This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India and Bhutan have agreed to establish two cross-border rail links projects at a total outlay of 4,033 crore rupees. The railway project includes Kokrajhar, Gelepu and Banerhat Samse. Addressing a joint press conference in New Delhi, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the project will connect two important cities of Bhutan, namely Gelepu and Samse.
The project is connecting two very important cities of Bhutan. One is Gelepu. This is being developed as a mindfulness city, and second is Samse, which is an industrial city. The two projects will take off from the network of Indian Railways at Kokrajhar and Banerhat. The investment which is envisaged at this point of time is about 4,033 crore rupees, 89 kilometers of railway network will be created. India is the largest trading partner of Bhutan. Therefore, it becomes very important to have a good, seamless rail connectivity for the Bhutanese economy to grow and for the people to have better ways of access to the global network.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held consultations with his Bhutanese counterpart Om Prem Chodin in New Delhi. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said both sides reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral engagements and noted the progress achieved in all key areas of cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Canadian Foreign Minister Anita Anand in New York, marking a significant step in rebuilding ties between the two countries. Jaishankar welcomed the recent appointment of high commissioners, describing it as a welcome step in strengthening diplomatic relations. Canada has listed the Bishnoi Gang as a terrorist entity under the Criminal Code. The terrorist listing of Bishnoi Gang means anything owned by the group in Canada, including property, vehicles and money, can be frozen or seized by the Canadian law enforcement to prosecute terrorist offences, including those related to financing, travel and recruitment. The Canadian Minister of Public Safety, Gary Anandasangari, said that specific communities have been targeted for terror, violence and intimidation by the Bishnoi Gang. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has constituted an NDA delegation to visit Tamil Nadu's Karur and look into the circumstances which led to the incident of stampede. During the visit, the delegation will also meet the affected families and submit its report to the BJP President. BJP MP Hema Malini will be the convener of the delegation, with BJP MPs Anurag Thakur, Tejasvi Surya, Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde and TDP MP Putta Mahesh Kumar included as members. Meanwhile, Union Minister for Finance Nirmala Sitharaman visited Karur yesterday, where the death toll has risen to 41 in the stampede which occurred during political rally of TVK on Saturday. Delhi police organized a mega drug destruction event yesterday in which drugs weighing over 1.8 kilogram were destroyed. The value of these drugs in the international market is estimated to be 35 crore rupees. This significant initiative underscores the department's unwavering resolve to combat drug abuse and ensure a safer, healthier capital for all citizens. US President Donald Trump has announced a 100% tariff on all movies produced outside the United States. The step signals President Trump's willingness to extend protectionist trade policies into cultural industries, raising uncertainty for studios that depend heavily on cross-border co-productions and international box office revenue. England seam bowling all-rounder Chris Wokes has announced his retirement from international cricket. In a social media post, Wokes announced his decision, saying that it's the right time for him to retire. Having featured in 217 games for England across all formats of the game since his debut in 2011, Wokes took a total of 396 wickets in addition to 3,705 runs with the bat. The all-rounder was a vital member of England's 2019 World Cup winning team, playing a key role with both bat and ball. He also added a T20 World Cup title with England to his name in 2022. In cricket, Indian women's team will look to end a 47-year wait for their maiden ICC title when they take the field at the ODI World Cup, starting with a clash against Sri Lanka in Guwahati today. The match will begin at 3 p.m. The 2025 Women's World Cup is the 13th edition of the 50-over cricket tournament and features 8 teams including Australia, England, India, New Zealand, South Africa, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh and Pakistan, competing in 28 league matches in a round-robin format across 4 venues in India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.